everybody. Welcome to Hanalyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I am one of two Hannahs, Hannah Gelb.
And I'm Hannah Hart.
And on today's episode, we started in a place and we ended in a place we were not maybe intending to go, but it was largely a discussion of Love is Blind Season 2, the dating slash competition, quote unquote, reality television show on Netflix. And I get very upset and yell a lot of things. And I would like you to keep that in mind as you listen and not be offended. Please enjoy.
That's great.
Hannah Hart!
Hello, Hannah Gelb. Hello. Hannah Gelb crying.
It's been
Hello.
So long since we've talked to each other. Truly.
I know, we did. Yeah. But, and yet, I'm sure we haven't skipped a beat.
Oh, no, never. Of course not.
Never. No, but it has been too long. I know. Last time you and I spoke, Lady had not one but two eyeballs, and now she has one eyeball.
Yeah, so what happened there?
I know, I haven't told you, huh?
No.
The lady's eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
We lost the fight for Lady's eye. I mean, I can tell you.
You put in a solid fight, though, my friend. Oh, my God.
We really did. We really did. And you know that you've truly fought for your animal's welfare when the veterinarian is like you've gone above and beyond.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I feel that way. I also believe that. But no, yeah, I mean, I'll make a long story short. You know, ladies, I had a graft on it. And the graft... Hello?
The graft failed.
The graft failed, Maggie yelled. The graft failed from a distance.
Oh, my gosh.
The graft failed. That's what happened. It's pretty graphic. I could go into extreme detail, but I just don't have the... I just can't bring myself to do it.
Because
the graft is like a... It's like a cross stitch, you know? They, like, put it on to, like, close up the wound.
But from
you know,
where?
On the eyeball.
No, but, like, but where did the other stuff come from? Like, don't they graft?
Like a pig? Or, like, a skin stem cell, maybe?
Okay, because I was going to say they didn't put just, like, foot skin. I mean, it's got to be eyeball, right?
I know, right? It's got to be eyeball goo. No, apparently, veterinarians and earbuds, for those of you listening who have, you know, who hate hearing about eyeball stuff, sorry.
Yeah, it's pretty rare that we talk about eyeball stuff.
It's pretty rare, and it is a distinct part of, it's an organ, first of all, which I also did not know. But no, I don't know. That I bought it. It's on the invoice. So it's some genetically engineered or, you know, or like organic, fake organic matter, or it's from another animal. But I don't think it is. I think they grow it and they graft it on. Anyway, long story short, the graft did not fully finish its sealing, and part of her eyeball started to come out. And so I took her to the doctor, and we were like, the fight for the eye is over. So now Lady is a one-eyed cat. And I haven't really, like, talked about it on the internet or posted any pictures because she gets her stitches out later this week. And I just want to be sure that we are on the other side of this before I do, like, a formal update.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness, my friend.
All right, one sec. Maggie, I'm recording a podcast. I know, but... I know. Well, here, come say hi. Come say hi.
Hello.
Effectively. Now you come say hi to the earbuds, too.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, Maggie.
I thought Hannah was on a Zoom call, but she says, was really recording a podcast.
Goodness. And also now Maggie lives with us. It's lots of exciting things happening here.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
But Hannah Gelb, regale me. Tell me a tale, my friend. Bring some spirit into these bones.
Okay. Well, speaking of veterinarians, one of the people
on Love is Blind season 2 as a veterinarian. And
oh, you're talking about Shake?
Oh, yes, I'm talking about Shake. Okay, I've only watched 2 episodes.
Oof, seen the whole thing. Okay, good.
Can I just spoiler,
tell me all your thoughts.
Spoiler alert, can I? Okay, oh my God, okay. Okay, first of all, why do we call reality television? It should be called alternate reality television. Because the stuff that happens is so, are these crazy scenarios that would never happen in real life. Also, I just love how, like, who knows how much fucking footage they edit out. But I like, so far, okay, I watched 2 fucking episodes. Like, 2 couples have gotten engaged. I have not heard one person say, like, these are my interests. These are the books I like to read. These are the hobbies I have. I, like, want this kind of life. Like, the questions they fucking ask each other are, like, do you like to cuddle? Like, yeah, I'm a bipedal carbon-based life form from the class Mammalia. Yeah, I like to cuddle. What is wrong with you? What person doesn't like to cuddle? What if I was like, no, I don't really like cuddling. No, it's, like, not for, like, what? Okay.
So, what is the show? What's the premise of the show?
The show is you can't see the person until you're already engaged.
It is a dating show. A reality TV dating show in which the two people, there's like 14 contestants that enter in the show. It's called Love is Blind. They did a season ago. Ella and I really want Hannah Gelb to go on it. Someday that would be just an incredible dream.
I contest this because I would like to point out that it is called Love is Blind and every single person is conventionally attractive or above conventionally attractive. Also, it's only, I just imagine all like genderqueer, bi, gay, lesbian, trans people watching this and they're like, oh my God, are the straights okay? They're so bad at
everything. That's what everybody says. Yeah.
Everyone is like able-bodied, white collar, like, okay, they have one guy who's a fucking, if I can continue debasing these people, it's a very specific slice of, it's like all these people are extroverted people with white collar jobs with not too much education.
One of them's a veterinarian. I would say that's pretty well educated.
That's true. That's pretty well educated. He doesn't.
Okay. Hold on. Just in case somehow someone listening has no idea what you're talking about at all. Let me just say, okay, the show is called Love is Blind and it's a dating show in which 14 people go and they're randomly assigned to meet each other. So it's like 14 men, 14 women. And in the, over the course of 3 days, they have nothing but conversations. So it's dialogue.
I would loosely call conversations.
She would loosely describe these conversations. No, true. But, you know, that's true. They have conversations. And at the end of the experiment is love truly blind? Can somebody figure out someone they love at the end of these 3 days? And then at the end,
they
propose. And then they go on vacation together. And they have 6 weeks to decide if they're going to say I do or not at the staged wedding scenario. It's totally bonkers. I think it's a game show or a contest. I don't know if it's like reality TV because they're like paired together, right? Like I think it's a competition.
Because some people just disappear and you never see them again, you know?
Yeah, why don't they talk about that? Like some people never leave the studio. No,
like, well, so, like some people... Like, I remember in the first episode, there was a girl who's, like, a little bit, she's, like, you know, I guess we would say a fat person. And she's, like, yeah, you know, it's been kind of rough, like, dating, etc. So, and then she just is gone after the first, like, so I'm, like, did she off-camera meet someone? And they start, I don't know.
Well, if people don't find a match, they only show, they don't show every conversation.
Right.
Of every couple, but right? Because there's like 14 pairs.
Right. Okay, but
so they only
if I can, sorry, spoiler alert, guys, for season 2, episode 2, there's this conversation that happens between these two people. One of them is saying, I'm very religious and I believe in God. And this other person says, I believe in science. The other person says, I don't believe in evolution. Then the conversation seems to end. And it's kind of like, well, that was weird. Then, in the next conversation, those people propose!
Yeah, it's bonkers, dude. It's bonkers. Just... That couple specifically, you're going to go on a real... You're going to have a real fun time. I know, right? It's so crazy. It's like, so what is the dismissible part of I believe in God, I want to raise my children in religion or whatever, and I'm an atheist? Like, that would be a deal breaker, you know? If someone were self-aware enough to acknowledge their deal breakers at all. I don't... Yeah, it's right. A crazy show, but they make so... There's a Love is Blind Brazil and a Love is Blind Japan.
I haven't seen the Love is Blind Japan, but I'm so fascinated by that because I'm like, but wait, how is this going to work with, like, polite introverted people who see themselves as part of a group and not hyper individuals.
Like, I don't know, but somehow there's two hairdressers, that's all, and like I know that much because you know, but everyone is very 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 polite. It's interesting. We started watching it, we haven't, like, you know, the funny thing about when you're watching a show with subtitles is that you can't do like the dual screen experience, you know, so maybe people watch TV and like are on their phones at the same time, right? Or watch TV and like I go in the kitchen, you know, but if like, oh, I remember we started watching a show that was in French and I was like in the kitchen. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know what they're saying. I can't read the subtitles from here.
Right. I just remembered one more thing. Okay, so the man in the couple, the atheist and religious couple, before proposing, yeah, says, you remind me so much of my mom. And can I just say, if a man said that to me, that does not say to me, oh, hubba hubba. That says...
Nubba, no, nubba.
It's just a no.
What would you say then? Let me ask. Okay, so you're in a booth, like you can't see the other person, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, hit me with some Gelby vetting questions.
I think I would say, wow, that makes me feel extremely not sexy. And
oh no no, I mean, what are your questions for the guys? Like, what would you ask? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're in this box being filmed on all sides.
Well, it's I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. It's like I have to give these people some grace because they're in this completely bizarre situation where they are cut off from all normal life in these things. So of course,
like, and they all like live in a clubhouse or whatever.
They live in a clubhouse. They don't talk to anyone else. They're just doing this thing. They're being filmed. So I who would not get like kind of swept up in this fantasy? But I probably would be like, yeah, who are your favorite authors? What do you like to do? What brings you joy? What makes you passionate?
It's
not like,
it's weird, right?
So do you like want one or two kids? I just feel like, that is that? Are those the questions to base a life on? And they say these things that are, it's like, okay, here's what's crazy. I was watching this with two of my friends and I was like, it's almost as if none of these people have ever been in a relationship before, because they say things like, I've been talking to this person for 3 days. I have never been so understood in my life. I feel accepted. I feel loved. Everything is good now. The hole inside me is filled. I will never be alone again. I'm like, how do you not? It's like they think it's not, a relationship is not a choice you make every day. And some days are hard and some days are great. They're always like, oh, wow. My whole life I've just felt like, you know, well, I start crying when someone touches me. I don't know what that's about. I'm not going to go to therapy. But anyways, Like, yeah, it's like I talked to this person for 3 days and I feel so heard in this bizarre situation that is completely not real life at all. It's going to translate to real life really great, I'm sure, when we have, like, you know, daily life stuff.
FaceTime. Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, I know. I know. Welcome to the joys of dating. Dating reality TV. Reality TV dating, specifically as, like, a matchmaking category, is wild. It is wild. And it is, like, it's one of those shows that you watch Love is Blind to loudly discuss it while watching it.
Oh, absolutely. You know?
It's a group activity. It's a shared. You cannot. It is not media that you sit and consume dutifully. It is something you consume loudly, shockedly. I have to walk around the room. I walk out of the room. I walk back into the room. I sit there.
Yes, I'm you like, have. You're like, because you're like. Oh, that is such a good point in art. No, if you, the idea of a person watching this alone is so, it would be like meeting a person who has no face. It's just like, it does not make any sense. It's like.
But people do. People watch things alone.
I'm sure they do. And I'm sure they talk to themselves. And that is fine. Because you.
Out loud. Or talk to their internet community. I mean, yes. We have a whole, in the Heartopia Discord, we have a whole reality dating channel, like a forum thread,
just to discuss
reality TV shows. Because it's mind-boggling. I really appreciate it, though. Like, look, we are a pretty niche. Like, I've got, you know, 3, maybe 4 friends. Right? Like, we're pretty neat. I'm like pretty niche little people. Like, I live in California. I'm very progressive. Like, I'm a queer person, blah, blah, blah. So I truly find it just kind of like fascinating. But from what I'm hearing from you, though, is that I don't know, man. I think there are people that date more like that. Like, not like in the blind Love is Blind thing, but. Mm-hmm. To ask someone, how many children do you want before you even know if you share the same values? I mean, it's just kind of crazy.
Right.
I mean, maybe they just cut. It's also edited, right? So maybe right. There's lots of conversations where they're like, I'm a big ping pong enthusiast.
Right, it's hard to say, right? Right.
You're about to go on.
Shiny rocks.
Go off. Tell me more. Yeah. Yes, please.
It's true. And I'm sure. Yeah. We can't say for sure because.
I'm dying for you to watch more episodes because we finished it.
Oh, my God.
I think over the weekend. And I was like, you know, and what's so hard is like as a very mental health forward community and like therapy friendly family and like medication, you know, pro, like all the pieces of the pie that, you know, and taking care of yourself. It is just so much. To watch people
act like morons,
just dump
yes
on other people,
or yes, oh
like
my God.
Just wait till they go to Hawaii or Mexico or wherever they go. Wait until the couples who get engaged go on vacation together, and I just can't even imagine. At that point, I don't even know someone well enough to get mad at them, but. People get into fights.
That's another thing is like these people are like, they've had, okay, these conversations. And then they're like, oh my gosh. It's like they're just living in this complete idea of someone. Yeah. And they're like, yes, the idea is great. Because I'm like, you haven't even had, most of them, they maybe.
How much do they get paid?
They may have a slightly deeper conversation, but they have not had an argument. They haven't had a conflict. They haven't. It is so important to figure out.
Been in public together. They haven't been served by a waiter.
Oh my God. Someone might come off as really great and then later be like, oh, and also I like hate, you know, Asians. I hope that's cool. Right. I mean, we're engaged. So. Like, what? You don't know.
I know. Okay. Listen to this, dude.
Oh my God. What?
Listen to this. The Love is Blind cast are paid little, if anything, according to a source close to the show. That's like,
okay, well, that actually makes me feel better.
Really? It makes me feel worse.
I mean,
they should at least get paid.
They should probably
to be but I guess that would like what skew like that's a lot of your life and heart and soul to be putting out there. I mean, what about applying for jobs?
Well,
if someone was like, I'm applying for this job, and they're like, Yeah, but I saw you chose Tony.
And for sure. Oh my God.
I just can't
like,
say I feel confident in your decision making.
I can't.
That.
Oh my God. That's reminds me. There's this one person. I can't remember her name, but like she might be gone even in the second episode. But like the first thing she says to us, the audience, is like, I have so many Instagram followers. And then when she goes and talks to the guys, she comes back to the women's meeting room and she's like, I think like all the men are in love with me. And I'm just like, what a fucking gift to go through life with these delusions and like to.
I mean, it's not working out though, because she hasn't found love.
You know what? That's a good point. Oh my God. We have to talk a little bit about Shane.
And Shayna? Or just Shane in general?
Just Shane. Well, Shane and Shayna. But Shane.
Shane.
Again, like.
You are going to get to know Shane in a big way,
dude. Oh my
God.
Here are my theories about Shane. He is schizophrenic. He possibly has schizophrenia. He possibly has borderline personality disorder. He maybe is just undiagnosed, incredibly hyperactive ADD.
Got all this from the second episode.
Yeah. I think he mentions
that you have not even scratched the surface of Shane.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. I think he mentions like his dad died like very
months before the filming of the show.
So he's just like, I'm not going to think about that. But like this is like such a classic thing that happens, I feel, in everyday life and on this fucking show, is like this woman is like, hey, so I thought we were kind of close, but sounds like maybe not. And then his reaction is, how dare you have feelings and make me uncomfortable? I'm mad at you now. And what's so frustrating is I know that that happens all the time between men and women, because that's just how we're all fucking conditioned. And then women are like, well, you're right, because I'm a woman, so I'm wrong, and also I'm crazy, and my emotions are crazy, and I need to make you comfortable and make your ego comfortable. And, like, the person, it's just, they picked, when the producers met that guy, they probably just started salivating. They were like, oh my God, everyone is gonna fucking go nuts over this guy. And we're going to destroy life, and we don't care because of money.
I think with COVID too, I feel like, like they delayed a production like a year or something like that. Oh, yeah, no, it's wild. I'm curious about what the other countries' versions of Love is Blind are. But I'm also like exhausted emotionally, having gone through all of this season. I mean, we'll see, man. Sometimes it really walks the line between, am I having fun or am I upset? Like, am I enjoying this? Is this cathartic? Am I like, whoa, is this like giving me a better understanding of like, I don't know, heteronormative male experience or female experience or whatever, like, or is it just draining me? Because there are some reality shows I can't watch. Because I just am exhausted by them. I'm like, I can't watch. Like, I can't.
So what's another?
Love is Blind is not that, though, because it's so fascinating.
It is so fascinating. So there's.
Just to see people act and react to each other or react and then act. It's a deep, deep sociological, psychological experiment, right?
Absolutely.
Because let's. Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. I'm not at all surprised. It is fascinating and. Pretty upsetting.
Pretty upsetting, yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was like a mental health aspect to these reality dating shows
I feel like at the very least.
Do you think people go home and are like,
I hope Netflix is like providing counseling services. Because also
I don't think they are.
Because also to expose yourself in this way, it means everyone on the internet is like, oh, I now have permission to say obscene, heinous shit to you just because you were on TV. Like, and that's not okay. That people kill themselves because of that. And
I know. And little to no pay. Who knew? Speaking of little to no pay, we're going to run some ads which provide us little to no pay. And we'll be right back. Yeah, just not factoring any costs in. But yeah, okay, but we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back! Wow. Oh, Hannah, I'm so happy. Oh, wow, yeah.
I didn't mean, this was not meant to be only a Love is a Blind discussion episode.
But, you know, rarely life is, we just gotta walk the path, you know? We gotta see where it takes
right,
us.
Right, exactly. We have to go where it takes us. It just, I think I've said this on this podcast before, but when you were saying, sometimes it's hard to tell if this is enjoyable or I'm becoming upset and triggered.
Yes. Yes.
I struggle so much with, like, I cannot watch Real Housewives of whatever Kardashians. Like, I can't. It is, like, physically painful. And I think it's because I'm.
Just people fighting with their families, just fighting with each other.
Yes, but also because it's like I have to accept that this is a human being. We are made from like all of the same materials. And in the huge chain of humanity, I am connected to you. You are a horrible mirror. So the fact that you exist, the fact that you exist acting this way and saying these things means that all of the things that you're doing are also inside of me. And that is incredibly uncomfortable because I like to think that I'm not a stupid idiot. And it's like, dude, this is my whole theory about why anyone is prejudiced, racist. They're like, you can't be gay because that means there is some gayness inside me and I can't handle that.
And maybe a little gayness inside you would fix you right up, babe.
And it probably would fix a lot of people. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sorry. Okay.
I'm listening. I'm riveted.
So when I was watching this with my two friends who were rewatching it and they were like,
they just wanted to watch. They just were like, let's just watch the Hannah Gelb rage meter toggle up and down.
Yes, pretty much. But one of them said, I've noticed that when they do, so after you get engaged, you walk through this partition to see your affianced. Your love for the first time.
The runway to the reveal.
And
in Japan, they walk over a curved bridge. It's pretty cute.
Oh.
So it's like little by little, you see the top of their head. And then I find that to be so romantic, the thought.
Oh, that's, you know, I do.
Isn't that lovely?
The set decoration for Love is Blind is kind of weird. It feels almost like you're like the pod you're in is like a weird. It's like you're waiting for a bottle service at a club that you don't want to be at. That's the kind of the vibe I get. Just like weird glowy walls and like color, jangly colors and like.
But also like just purple and violet and red and like it's supposed to look romantic, I suppose. But yeah, okay. So you're watching it with your two friends,
and
right?
One of them points out that so far the women who are about to walk out say, I just hope that like I am not disappointing. Rather than, I hope I am not disappointed. Which is not something the dudes say. So this just leads me to my small book that I want to write anonymously called Public Services Announcement for All Heterosexual Women. which says,
yes,
any day a man is looking at you or talking to you or, heaven help us, perhaps even being physically intimate with you is the best fucking day of his life. You automatically already have so much to offer. It's just like boggles my mind. Like these dudes will come in and be like, well, I want this. And I'm like, what are you bringing? What is it that's so... A woman is already like has so many more skills than you do because she's had to learn how to survive in this world without getting raped or murdered and has been raped, actually, because the statistics are high. Sorry, I'm taking it to weird place. But like, and I hear stories about other like women in my life or through my friends who are like, why I'm just so sad I need a man, or like a man won't choose me. And it's like every man should be begging on their hands and knees for the time of day from you, because 1000% your life is going to get better, man, with a woman in it. Woman, your health is going to go down. That's just... Okay, please don't quote me on this. I am speaking in large, sweeping generalizations. There are many lovely, fantastic men out there. I just think the general, the weird imbalance of this mythology that a woman needs to catch a man, as if a man is like such a great catch, when it's like, then... when the woman's like, yes, I will do the most of the work and also the emotional labor and make you able to interact with your family and my family. Mm. And then, and also like, be like, make sure that we're a part of a community of some kind. Do all of the socializing. But thank you so much, man, for dismissing my feelings. They can't even earn money anymore because they have no fucking emotional intelligence skills. That's become an important skill. Okay.
I would like to title this episode Flailing Feminist Public Radio. If that is, because I have seen your destiny now, Hannah Gelb, which is that I think you could give voice to a very specific community. And do Flailing Feminist Public Radio, because
I'm sorry, you know? Everybody, I know.
No, I'm here for it, man. I'm listening.
I'm not trying to.
This is what happens when you watch Love is Blind.
This is what happens
when you
watch
Love is Blind. You are having the natural response.
I'm just saying, I wish for, this is more, less to do with actual men, less to do with men,
right.
More to do with, I just wish all heterosexual women knew that
they're worth.
And you know what? You can be on your own if you want to. And even maybe if you don't want to, and it's going to be okay. You still have so much going for you. And you're still probably more fun to hang out with. Have you ever met a man?
Oh my God. Okay. So let me just it's good, and I've enjoyed I'm right here with you, Flailing Feminist Public Radio host Hannah Gelb. I'm just saying,
luckily we only have like 100 listeners, so
there you go, we're good. Hannah Gelb, I will also there's something I wanted to say, which is that yes, it is very different from queer dating, mainly because, you know, in queer relationships, you know, you get to start with such questions like, do you have a family? You're like a relationship with your family, or like, you know, but it's good though, because it gets very values heavy and very kind of like, what kind of life do you want to build? Blah, blah, blah. And like social, you know, I mean, this is all after, by the way, do you even like this person? Like, do you like this person? Do you like chatting with them? Do you have banter? Do you have jokes? Do they pick up your vibe? Do you guys like to like kick it in the same way? And then the immediate next step, if that's all a yes, is, you know, reach inside your chest, pull out your beating heart, ask them to do the same, and unveil yourselves to each other, because you want to make sure it's a safe space to fall in love, right?
Right.
And then like, who knows what happens next?
And then who knows? Because is it ever truly? Oh God, I'm so exhausted from my outburst. I think I took it. I took it too far.
You didn't, though. You took it just far enough, because you took us to the end of this week's episode, which is great. Because if you're, I mean, it's okay. Yeah, man, I'm listening. And, you know, I will say, we are recording this on International Women's Day. And if you want to hear
indeed, some my friends, positive, it is International Women's Day.
Yes. And if you want to hear some more thoughts from Hannah Gelb, specifically on Day Women's, we posted it over on our Patreon at patreon.com/analyzethis. Because truly now you have been inspired to support this podcast. But hey, Hannah, I love you and I'm here and I want to hear your thoughts and feelings, man. You know, I'm here.
Thanks, buddy.
You know, I
feel yeah, like I was really kind of steamrolly on this one. I thank you for being
I got the things going on in my life are not nearly. I mean, this is the dating reality TV show experience. You know, that's what it is to be able to talk about it and process it in these ways. And my hope is that there are people out there who, when looking in that terrible mirror, you know, looking, see themselves and think, well, the next time I'm dating or falling in love, this is the way I'd like to treat someone. This is the way I'd like to be treated. I mean, maybe there's a greater good that's provided to these programs, you know? Aside from the joy and the adrenaline rush of, going up and down in rage, you know.
That's a really lovely, uplifting idea, my friend. Yes, I hope so. I hope people are like, you know, I'm going to pay attention to the signals my body is giving me.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, someone out there, but I mean, you know, or get some help.
Or
right? I hope there's a follow-up. I hope there's a tell-all. Wait a minute. Wasn't there a tell-all?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, I know there was in the end of the last season.
Oh, man. There's going to be a tell-all. Oh, I can't wait. Maybe I'll tell Ella. We haven't watched it yet. Oh, I got to go. Podcast over. Hannah Gelb, if people want to hear more of you and your thoughts and your various opinions, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at HizzleGizzle, and I'm also hanging out over on Hanalyze Pod on Twitter, which is the official Hanalyze This Twitter account. Also, if you would like to support this podcast, you can for less than for equal to amount of, for as little as $5 a month, you can support this podcast. You just have to go to patreon.com/analyze.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of perks on there that you can check out, including bonus material and material you wouldn't otherwise hear. So thank you so much for listening. And if you feel so compelled, if this is the episode of Analyze This that tips your scale and you're like, you know what, I am going to share this, we would really appreciate it. Go ahead, share it to your social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever internet, whatever succubus has you in its reins. We're at a silly mood today. I'm gonna go take my silly mood on a nice refreshing walk.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Enjoy your day, everybody. Bye.
We love you. Bye.